When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom Struggling Well. Together, we're just moms struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you live your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Today, we're going to talk about loving well. And so if this is your first time joining us, we really are glad that you're here. The show's taken a few different forms over the years. So if you ever find yourself confused about who we are, what we're talking about, what's even going on, you can go to the show notes and look for the highlight episodes and you can catch yourself up.
Ooh, I want to do that. Catch myself up.
Yeah, it's kind of like a time travel, like, oh, this is the episode where we shifted to problem solved. This is the episode where we shifted to the three of us.
That's fun. Good idea.
Sure. Thanks. I can imagine popping in for the first time and being like, what?
Who are these people?
Yeah. The song's different. What's happening? So that's that. I want to thank these Strugs for joining us over on Patreon since our last episode. We have AJ, Amanda, Catherine, Bicevisky's, Celeste Chapman, Christina Hopke, One of those three will do it just right. Christy Sandwell, Courtney Nonaka Garcia, Elizabeth Dotson, Holly Stefan, Katie Richards, Lana Ray. Is that your mom again, Rebecca?
No, but she will be happy to know that there's someone else in the world named Lana.
Wowie, because Zowie, I was like, we got to get this
She's
lady.
She's buying every month. New subscription.
Okay, Mary Anonymous, Suzanne Ortiz, and Trisha Thiessen. Thank you, ladies, for joining us.
You're really hitting all the bases.
Have you put the phonetic spelling blank in the sign-up form yet?
No, some people still do it. Here's your reminder. Spell your name phonetically on Patreon. They're not going to come after you. It's only going to help me. I'd appreciate it.
So Jonah's hockey team asked us, they're playing on the Red Wings ice. And so they have like, they're going to have a game there where the announcer like announces them. So we had to send in like how to pronounce their name phonetically. And I was like, Jonah. Like I spelled it exactly the same. And then Smith. As and then in parentheses, I have no idea how to spell this phonetically. It was the hardest thing.
And if
thing.
You can't get Jonah Smith, you should not be an announcer.
No.
That's it's hard to, I get it if it's hard to do.
It kills me when people ask me how to spell Thomas. Am I being rude?
Yeah, you're being rude.
Is it just because I know
Yes,
how?
Because it's confusing. Yep. I have feelings about this. I don't understand why there's an H in your name. It's not Thomas. Emily, Thomas.
You're exactly right. I just would like to remind you, I didn't invent it.
Well, don't I'm get going mad with the flow. When people ask how to spell it, because it doesn't make sense.
Well, if there's not a T, then it's Tomas.
Yeah, you're right. If there's not an H, you mean?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like it better if it was something different, Tomas?
Yeah, Amelie Tomas would be preferable.
Okay, should we do this episode?
Let's do it.
All right, so we're talking about loving well. The Strugs have written in. The Strugs have spoken. A lot of the ways that they are loving well are super practical.
Oh, I need it.
Me too.
I hired a house cleaner to do the chores that we all hate so we can focus on the things that we love.
That's great.
I had never thought of it as a family, we hate this stuff. I've always thought of it as, well, I can bear it. But my kids, they straight up do the bathrooms. They hate it. I hate it. I hate when we do chores. It's smart.
So there is some value, though, to knowing how to do those things. I say that I have a housekeeper. I haven't cleaned a bathroom in 3 years. I don't know. I still make my kids do chores. I hire my house cleaner so that I don't have to do them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like their lives, they're just largely relaxing. Maybe it's just my kids. I don't know. I just think they relax a lot. I think they can pick up some dog poop.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I had the longest interaction with my son about, so he waited until it was nighttime because he wanted to play with his friends to do his chores, which are outside picking up dog poop. We have a puppy. She goes all the time, tiny little bits and pieces. So there's a lot more poop out there than normal. So he claimed, I'm sorry, I am unable to do my chores at this time because the sun has gone down. I said, whose fault is that? He said, it is my fault because I wanted to play with my friends. I said, yes, there are string lights in the back. I told him, I've been out there myself. I've been there personally in the backyard. And I know that there's string lights and you can see the poop. I said, so how about we do this? I will take away $1 for every piece of poop that I find with my old eyes. Because your young, spry eyes cannot locate. I appreciate the effort. He said, so you're basically going to penalize me because my eyesight is bad. I said, no, sir. I've actually taken you to the eye doctor recently and your eyesight has been cleared. Your effort is bad. That's what's bad. So anyway, he went back out again after lots of jibber jabbering and found a whole lot more poop. I didn't have to take away all of his money, which I gotta say, green light is so good. Yes. We have like the debit card because you can just take money out of that wallet as fast as you put it in.
It is. I love having control over it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now that you talk about taking money away, now I'm into green light. Now I'm considering it. Oh, yeah.
And you can set it up to automatically go in on the first of the month. This is so dumb, but they were going to get my kids $20 a month. But because they charge me $4 a month for the privilege of having green light, I take each of them gets charged $2 for the privilege of green light. And so I don't have to absorb any of that money. So they each get $18 a month.
Nice.
And for every, when I see that like Lane puts the dishes away in a creative fashion, and by that I mean she puts them away wherever she wants, I charge her money for her creative dish putting away because there's like a standard and I'm not asking you to exceed it. I'm asking you to meet it. Like maybe put the bowls where the bowls go, not where the plates go. I'm just saying.
This is a creative twist on loving well. It really feels like bringing down the, bringing down the hammer.
Well, I mean, don't we love them well by teaching them that, like, you got to do your work, man?
That's totally my loving well.
Yeah, I do really appreciate you're so creative with your punishments. Like, I wish I was more creative. I'm just like, give me your screens. No screens for a year. But, like, that does nothing. Does nothing except punish me because then I have to entertain them. So I love that you were like $1 for each one that I can see with my old eyes. Like you're fun when you do. You're a fun mom.
You're a fun jerk.
You are a fun jerk of a mom.
Well, can we just talk about it then? Because that's one of mine is I forgot that I have to lay the smack down sometimes. I forgot that for a while. I went to a doctor's appointment with one of my kids. It was a checkup, like a good one. And at the military facility, you don't know who you're going to get. I have never seen the same doctor twice. And this one rocked. She was a mom. She was spicy. And, you know, your kids get to a certain age and they start talking to your kid. Like, okay, Joni, what are you eating for breakfast? And then it's like equal parts scary.
Yes.
And also, but through the conversation, I felt encouraged like, oh yeah, they have to eat a fruit and a vegetable at every meal. Like she said so, just something about it. It was like I had never heard it before. And then while I do it, 50% of the time, it was encouraging to be like, oh yeah, it's my job. It was very empowering. Doctors visit. I think that is how we love our kids well.
Mm-hmm. I love Mary Van Geffen, who I'm interviewing in March. I think her interview comes out in March with me. She's my first interview. Yay. She says that it's okay for our kids to be sad that they didn't get something. And we have to practice our calm face and voice. Oh, I am so, like, I give in too easily. When they're like, please, mom, just like, I'll do this. And then please, can I watch my show before school? When I've made a rule that there's no screens before school. And I give in so easily. I'm like, okay, well, if you get all the way ready, then you can. Where I just need to stick to the boundary that I have and be okay with the fact that they're going to be sad. And I'm not good at that. But they don't need screens before and after school.
Yeah, it's hard to stick to your guns.
So there's some different categories in loving well. So loving our kids well, loving our husbands well, loving ourselves well, loving...
Ooh, didn't think about that one.
People in our life well.
So we were talking about the practical things that they do.
I love A.E. Bake says not drinking. I am on that train and I really do feel better too. So she says not drinking, it makes me frustrated and then foggy in the morning.
I agree.
I feel like I've gotten a lot more time back. So I don't have a lot of time. I'm incredibly busy and it gives me time in the morning where I can get up and be, I wouldn't say bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Katie knows how I wake up, but it's not.
She's
pretty.
Straight zombie, like, whoa, weird zombie for a long time.
So now I'm weird zombie for a short time.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have more time in the evening where I can, I don't know.
Fully function.
That. I don't know how to say, I don't want to be like, doc, I wasn't drinking that much.
No, you weren't. No. But even just a little bit, you know, you're tired, you're whatever, you're not focused. You could sit down and do a little.
And you're just like not thinking to accomplish something. You're just thinking to like, I don't
check
know, watch
out.
TV. Or, yeah. Relax. So.
Yeah. One of my favorite ones is, I just want to give her credit and say her name aloud. Loving kids well, Erin Tratt says, making sure to connect before correct.
Oh, yeah. That's good. You got to write that down.
It's a good one. It's catchy.
It's a good way to say it. Yes. Yeah.
Which is hard. That means you got to wake up pretty early and wake them up and be like, I love you guys. Okay. Good luck today.
Kashner Photography says daddy-daughter dates, mommy-daughter dates. Throw a son in there date if you have one. We do that. It's every other week. Whatever Saturday I'm not working, we do dates with the kids. And it was actually good because yesterday... Are you guys suspicious of your kids when they come up and they ask you to do stuff? I just tend to be really suspicious of my daughter. She's like, hey, could we like go grab a coffee and chat?
My kids have never asked me for that.
Same.
Oh, okay. Well, she's like, and maybe go get the dog a halter and do that. I'm like, oh, okay, now that's why you actually want to. Mm-hmm. She wants a coffee and she wants a halter. The talking she's willing to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
That's
smart
the price
girl.
You gotta pay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like having dates with the kids.
I need it to be called something different. No offense.
Than dates. Anybody.
There's gotta be something that makes more sense than date.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for boys, he opens the door. Like it kind of is helping him learn how to treat a lady.
Okay. That's
do you know what I mean?
A thought. Yeah.
Like, I'll let him pay, which is a disaster, and it takes five times as long, but...
Oh my gosh, does it take forever when those kids pay for stuff?
Or when they want to scan something at Walmart, I'm like, oh man, let me cancel the next three things I had so we can figure out how you can scan the broccoli.
Sorry, we got to cancel next Saturday's date. We're going to be here a while.
I know. I'm going to call into work real fast, but you get those wheat thins in there.
I don't do those, but I have a friend who mentioned the mom and dad took the daughter on a hike because the other kid was too young. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. Like, I want to go do an outdoor activity with one kid at a time. That sounds so much more fun.
That's all.
That's what
is.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. I know. I don't like the word, but also I never do that ever. But it's also because I got two kids. What am I going to do? Get a babysitter so
right.
I can take one out?
There's some logistic issues there.
Yeah. Logistics.
What do you want to call it?
Do you remember 5 minutes ago? I was just saying I would like to come up with something better. I mean, maybe it was 2 minutes ago. I don't know. Maybe 30
I
seconds
remember,
ago.
And I'm asking, why do you have a problem with the word date?
Because I date men, not children. It just feels weird.
Oh, you're still dating men?
I'm dating men.
Hey, lucky duck.
I'm loving well.
Oh, man.
Moms in the Fitness is designed to help you achieve optimal health without going to extremes. This is a new sponsor for us, and I'm pretty pumped about it. So it was founded by Lindsay Brin. She's a specialist in women's fitness. She has Christian faith, Midwest roots, a husband, and three kids, and she's super passionate about helping moms. And because we know that our kids are always listening, Lindsay talks about balanced health, not losing weight or being unhappy with your body. And I gotta say, it's not just about the words that she's using. I think she's modeling some really great stuff in the outfits that she's choosing as well. She's about celebrating non-scale victories like surviving the amusement park, carrying a toddler on your back all day, or confidently saying yes to that kayak adventure while you're on vacation. She has fitness programs for beginners to advanced, done in as little as 15 minutes. You can choose from running, HIIT, bar, pre or postnatal, low impact, Pilates, strength training, kickboxing, and so much more. So you show up and let Lindsay do the rest. You can follow a laid out calendar or show up for a daily 15, just a quick 15 minute workout that rotates each day. But there are really so many things to choose from. Here's my experience with Moms Into Fitness. I went from thinking about working out to Googling Moms Into Fitness, signing myself up, taking a quick survey, and launching a class in about 15 minutes. So if you are a little last minute like me, or you have to really jump on it when you have the desire to exercise, this is a great tool for you. I think she really cares about mom time and how little of it we have, because this survey kind of like suggested, ooh, this class would be good for you, or pop into this one. She also had some really great tips like, hey, you don't have exercise bands, go ahead and wrap your leggings into a knot and use that instead. That made me feel like she's kind of meeting me at my level. So get this, you can have individual attention directly from an expert, talk with Lindsay to find the best program for you, or fill out that survey I was talking about, and then she emails you with a customized plan. Mom Struggling Well listeners get 50% off 3 months. So that's only $7.50 for the entire month. This includes a free week, so there's no commitment if you don't like it. Go to momsintofitness.com/MSW and use code MSW50 to start nurturing you. I love that. Don't you love that? Any other ways you guys are loving well before we go into ways that we're not loving people well?
Oh, I have many things about not. I'm having a hard time coming up with ways that I am. Someone said in here, feeding them daily, cleaning, listening, being available. Feeding them daily has been like a sore spot for me in feeling like I'm failing. But Prep Dish has changed that because I have a meal every night. I feel like super mom. Like,
yeah.
And it's healthy and it's done and it was easy. I'm so grateful for that company. It's the one way I feel like I'm loving my family well. So.
I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really, really good.
Owen came in the house last night and said, if every night when I came in from playing basketball, I smelled salmon, I would be so happy.
Wow.
And I was like, number one, that was a really nice thing to say. I was like, but you like the smell of salmon? And he's like, no, it doesn't really smell like fish. I was like, it's just the smell of food. And he's like, yeah. I was like, you know what? It's a big deal to freaking cook everything all the time. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. Just get a candle. It's called like home cooked dinner and just burn it all the time.
Sounds nice. Peas and carrots. Okay. So this year I was thinking, how have I loved them well? I think advocating for them. That's something, Rebecca, you've been doing as well. It is time consuming, but it's gone well for me. So both of my kids are now in counseling at school through the school social worker. And I know that might not be an option for everybody, but it's free. And it's something that happened naturally through talking to each of their teachers, like, hey, something's going on with my kid. Can you help me? Mm-hmm. And it's a little embarrassing to make that call, but I have been met with so much. They want it. They're like, yes, we totally have this person. And that's exactly what she's for. And I also thought I would be embarrassed when they started talking about things that were going on at home, but they're doing it. And it felt so good when I got feedback like, hey, so I talked to Miss Sarah about, you know, that fight we had. I'm like, yes. Just knowing that they had somebody else to talk to, it was not embarrassing at all, after all. Mm-hmm. Number one, I know they're dead wrong. And it's about screens. Just kidding. I don't know what it, I don't know what it was about. I don't remember, but it feels very worth my time. And it did take a lot of time.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to explore free options, because I know there's a lot of barriers to counseling, you know, through insurance and stuff.
Yeah, that's really good.
Even, listen, people in my neighborhood, the moms that I trust, there's a mom who doesn't have a daughter and she wishes she did. So I send my daughter over there and she paints her nails and you know what I mean? Like I farm your kids out to other people and they will have just in the course of their normal conversations. That's another person who speaks into their life and who can love them well. And it's not you. So they're going to listen more than if it comes out of your face. So I don't know. It doesn't have to even be a professional if that's not an option. Just another mom.
I think that's a great idea. And it probably makes them feel great, too, to have some insight on what's going on with other kids.
Yes. I think that for me, a way that I'm loving them well is each of my kids has special kind of medical needs. I think because I am medical, they stick out to me and I know what to do or I at least know that it's important. So we're caring for some of those things. And again, that takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
I think we can't shortchange ourselves by going, oh my gosh, they didn't have 5 fruits and vegetables and they didn't eat all the colors today. But, you know, they're on growth hormone that I paid a crap ton of money for and went to 75 doctor's appointments about. That's something.
It doesn't feel like love, but that's what it's going to translate to down the road when they're growing.
He's not a pocket person. Yeah.
And they know how to have conversations with other people.
And if we do something and we love them well, it does take time. And so there is going to be things that fall by the wayside for a little bit. And that's okay. We only have so much time. I also think you were saying that a sore point for you, Rebecca, has been the food. I put that I'm kind of winning in the loving them well area by getting them food that they like. It is a negotiation. Like my daughter would eat gummy, anything all day long, every day if I let her. But she will eat some fettuccine Alfredo every day. And so I'm like, that's fine. I can make sure that there's always Alfredo sauce in. I'll teach you we worked on how to make it from scratch, giving them the skills that they need in the kitchen. And helping them learn how to make the things they really like themselves. Because then they have, like, she loves pesto. I think I've told you before, I've accidentally introduced pesto to my kids and they are, like, about it. So we made it from scratch. It's so easy. Just throw it all in the blender. And then they just feel like, wow, I just did something real substantial there.
Man, do they want to eat it if they made it?
Oh, yeah. Spinach in there. There's walnuts. That stuff's good for you. That's actually a prep dish recipe that I
used. I made their pesto too, and I felt so fancy.
Yeah.
I just made this.
All right. So how are we sucking it up? Any ways that we feel like we're falling short? The Strugs are having a hard time with teenagers. Can you imagine? But there were a lot of comments about the teens. Hard to love them teens well when they're being super mean. Or when they're dead wrong and you know it. And you're trying to have grace. And you're trying to have patience.
And super mean and dead wrong usually happen in the same conversation.
Yeah, because they're blinded with hormone rage. I get it. I was one.
I think that's half the battle is to remember that they're teenagers and they're going to roll their eyes and they're going to say stupid things and their brain is not developed. Like, I think that for me is going to be such a key. And I don't really have teenagers yet. They're close. But to loving them well is just to realize I asked him how his day was and he like rolled his eyes at me. He doesn't hate me. I don't have to like, hey, don't do that. Like, I can just let him be, you know, like I feel like teenagers are so, or at least I was, hit or miss with how I responded. I was either like, ugh, leave me alone, or take me out to coffee. Let's chat. So you never know what you're going to get with them.
It is very like being in an abusive relationship. Having been in one and then having a teenager, because they do. They treat you like literal garbage. And then they do. They'd like to go to coffee if that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I'm a person. So I talk about that. You know, we talk about that. But
yeah,
I think as an Enneagram one, I think that I everything I see through the eyes of appropriate or not appropriate, it goes into 2 buckets. And so generally, my teenager is just not appropriate. That's like how she's living her life. Not on purpose. That's just where she's doing it. And so I think I need to like remove those buckets and realize I don't have to address every single behavior.
Mm, yeah.
And say, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. But I think it's important to realize, like, how do you handle conflict and how quickly do you get over conflict? And that may not be the same as your kid. So for me, I like to hold on to it and be like mad about it. That's not something I like, but it takes me a while to get over something.
Yeah.
She mm-hmm. gets over it real quick. It may be the difference between a girl and a boy. She's more like a boy in that she's not into drama in those ways. And she gets over things real quick. But realizing that if we have a problem, if I just kind of let it go, let the first one go, let a couple of them go, or maybe say like, hey, I just want you to know I'm noticing that your attitude's a little bad. I just wanted to kind of like say, hey, like, let's, like, to use Katie's little boop. Here's a little boop that you're not in a great place. I'm noticing that. Is there something I can do? Whatever. And then yeah. I'll usually give her two little, like, boops and then finally be like, all right, sister, we've mm-hmm. addressed this. We're going to need to make a new plan here. So instead of coming down hard on the first one, which I love to do, mm-hmm. I'm always out to catch people doing things I don't think is great so I can talk to them about it. I'm just kind of letting that go a little bit is good. And then once we have, like, a little interaction, getting over it quick. Mm-hmm. She gets over it quick, and so I don't need to hold on to it longer. It's not helpful.
Oh, that's smart. You're learning her. You're learning how does she work, and let me match that.
Yeah, and if I hold on to it, then she just kind of gets mad because I'm treating her a certain kind of way that's not great, and so just kind of letting it go. And I really, I'm kind of looking at how my dogs are wrangling with each other. I know. But the little one will jump up and, like, bite on the mouth hair of the other one, like the beardy parts of the other girl. Tonks will shake it off and they're fine. They'll be mad, then they're fine. Mad, then they're fine. And I just want to be mad and, like, go in the corner and be mad about it for a while. Mm-hmm. But I don't need to do that. It's a waste of energy.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm learning. I was just coaching myself, driving to pick up my kids from school, who I really did not want to pick them up. I have been dreading it all day. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I've been feeling this way for a while now. But I was driving, picking up, and I'm like, look, Katie, you are not responsible for that kid's feelings. Mm-hmm. He's allowed to feel a certain kind of way, and it's not your fault. Like, if he feels really mad at you mm-hmm. all the time, it's not your fault. So I hold on to it, and I'm like, it's about me. You know, he doesn't like me, and I do all this stuff. I want him to like me. I want to have a great relationship. He's going to have feelings. It is not my responsibility. I am not in control of his feelings. I never will be. And I feel like that's probably how you have to look at a teenager too. I think I'll be telling yeah. myself this for infinity.
Mm-hmm. I think equipping them to figure out how to self-soothe. So for my daughter, it's get a dog and go to a different room. That's her deal. And then just kind of remind them. I've had her make a poster about it and put it on her room, on her wall, just to remember these are the ways that I can help myself self-regulate. That's kind of helpful. Because mm-hmm. yeah. then it isn't your responsibility. And you refer them to the poster that they made of all of the ideas that they had about how to get back to a good place. I do find that if you tell them how to do it, they're not going to do those things. Even if you say, take a dog and go out, they're going to be like, no, because that was your idea. My daughter's counselor has the idea of a code word where you just say a word when things are getting really intense. And because she wants answers and she wants them now. She's never not had answers, but sometimes in the heat of the moment, we're just going to calm down and then we'll circle back and talk about it. We'll do a debrief in 30 minutes or whatever. But she wants the answers now. And then so things just escalate as I try to help her go do whatever will help her calm down. So a code word and then everything goes. It's like a timeout. You can say goat or hippopotamus. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't have to be an animal. But
applesauce.
Corbin says, because he's in occupational therapy, he says, I'm feeling red. And, like, he has, like, the red, yellow, green feelings. And she's like, I'm feeling red right now. Or I'll be like, it sounds like you're feeling red right now. Or I'll say it to him, like, I'm feeling red right now. And that's, like, our cue that, oh, this person is a little about to blow. And mm-hmm. they need to either go do something or we need to be a little bit more tender towards them. Or that's been helpful for him.
I love that.
That'd be really helpful with kids who have a hard time articulating their feelings.
Yeah. You don't have to figure it out. You just know this doesn't feel good, what you're feeling.
Yeah, I really like that.
Most of you guys have probably heard all three of us sing the praises of Pros, the world's most personalized hair care. And for those that haven't, I want to tell you about it right now. So the three of us have curly hair and we all like it for different reasons. I like it because it helps my curls group better. They have shampoo, conditioner, hair mask, they have vitamins, they have all the things. But the hair mask you use before you shampoo, and I can always tell a huge difference after I've used that. It just feels so much less like straw, which is a good thing. Pros Pros knows there's more to you than just your hair type. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is how we got started. So it's going to ask you all kinds of questions like, where you live in? What are your goals? Do you color your hair? Do you have split ends? Is your scalp dry? All these kinds of things. And by analyzing over 85 personal factors, Pros determines a unique blend of ingredients to treat your exact concerns. One of my main concerns was brassiness, and so I have a purple conditioner. Pros also has a review and refine feature, and it lets me tweak my formula for any reason like change of address, hair color, or diet. When I tweaked my formula, I changed the scent, and I loved both scents. The first one I got was kind of floral, and the second one I got was earthy. I think I'm going to stick with the earthy one. It's really nice. As a carbon neutral certified B Corp, Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. All their ingredients are sustainably sourced, ethically gathered, and cruelty free. They're also the first custom beauty brand to go carbon neutral. If you're not 100% positive, Pros is the best hair care you've had. They'll take the product back, no questions asked. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/MSW, that's PROSE.com/MSW for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off.
A way that I'm falling short, which that one person, I can't remember her name, but she said connect before correct. I will wake up, like, if I'm taking a nap or whatever, I'll wake up and see my kids, of course, on screens, and then just start saying, you need to do this and this and this and this and this. And they have just come home from school, and they have not seen me all day. And so Lane is very good at articulating at that point. I haven't even seen you all day, and all you're doing is telling me what to do. So I like connect before correct.
I am really failing in, like, serving my kids. Like, if they ask for a glass of water, I get so annoyed with them. First of all, some of them can get their own water. Mm-hmm. So there's part of it, like, okay, you're a capable human and I'm not your maid. So, like, you can get your own water. But then half the time when I make Corbin get his own, he, like, spills it on himself because he is kind of at the age where it's not quite – he's not mm-hmm. quite old enough to, like, reach all the things and balance all the things. And then I feel like a terrible person because now he's wet and still doesn't have water. But there's a bunch of things like that. Like, Jonah this morning before he went to school, he has – hockey districts, like the big champion stuff this weekend. He's like, Mom, can you wash my gear? And I was like, no, I have such a busy day today. But, like, I can throw it in the wash and then I can pull it out in between podcasts that we're recording. You know, like, it's just my immediate reaction is always like, no, I can't get your water. No, I can't wash your gear. No, I can't do that for you. But it's really just me being, like, not willing to serve. I'm really bad at putting my to-do list and my schedule aside if one of them needs me for something that doesn't feel important to me. Like, Clara's constantly like, Mom, watch. And I just, like, I don't want to watch you kick a soccer ball on your knee. Like, I've seen you do it a million times. But that's so terrible.
Wait, you only have a limited capacity.
I know, but then my limited capacity feels like I have enough capacity for half of one child's needs. And so, like, not even like half of each of theirs. It's like half of one. And so how do they all feel? None of them feel like they get any of me.
I don't think it's probably as black and white as that. I feel like they get some of you. Mm-hmm. I would ask.
They're getting stuff from the other people in the house. I mean, they don't only need your attention.
Yeah.
You've built a small village. Tell them to go to one of the other village members.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Or even say, I can watch you do it 2 times. Mm-hmm. Those were amazing times. I have to get back to what I'm doing.
Yeah, give me 2 of your best.
Mm-hmm. I think what I'm really saying, though, is I think my kids can see that I'm frustrated when they ask for things. So rather than being like, show me your 2 best. Oh, amazing. I'm like, you know, like, I'm just annoyed with them and they can see that, I'm sure. I need to work on my acting, I guess is what I'm saying.
Less than acting, because I always try to be like, okay, well, I'm going to pretend I'm fine. Everybody can see that you're not fine.
I'm a worse actor when I'm trying.
Exactly.
Because we're not actresses.
But really, very honestly, and I'm speaking to myself too, work on a perspective shift of she won't always want to show you the soccer ball in the knee. And, you know, and you can spare a couple of seconds mm-hmm. and tell her, wow, I've really seen a lot of improvement. That's super cool. I'm going to get back to this other kid and this other need. You know what I mean? It's kind of about slowing down and not acting. But that's what I want to do too.
Yeah, that's so
true. I'm going to pretend everything's fine. Grit my teeth. Yeah. Sometimes my kids will mimic the tone of voice I'm using when I'm trying to use like a happy tone of voice. And then I realize, oh, okay, so we all know that's baloney. I thought I was fooling you.
Y'all want to talk about husbands, loving husbands well? Or are we only talking about kids?
We can talk about husbands.
I feel like it's part of what we're supposed to be doing.
It is. My biggest fall short with Neil is I'm not great at giving him undivided attention when he's talking about something. I feel like I'm always checking my phone or like walking, like he'll be talking to me. And in my mind, I have a million things that I was like, okay, I got to go get a laundry basket. So I'll like walk from the living room to the kitchen, to the back hall. And I am constantly saying, keep talking. I'm listening. But yeah. I'm like, am I? And I am listening, but can I stop what I'm doing and just, this is the same with the kids. Like, can I just stop what I'm doing for a second and like pay attention to someone is really hard for me.
Yeah.
I sometimes invite each other along. Like if I've got to go to the other side of the house to do something or I'm in a hurry to get ready for work, I'll be like, hey, can you come in here with me while I get dressed and we can continue talking about that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they feel heard, but they also understand, listen, buddy.
Yeah.
Hurry. Yeah, I continually fall short with my husband with his new business that he's starting because I don't have the same excitement that he has about it. I have a lot of pressure from being the one earning the money right now. And he's a verbal processor, so it helps him to talk about it. And I'm not. I would just rather do it. And so him talking about what he's going to do when I don't care about it, and B, it makes me nervous, and C, why don't you just do it then instead of talking to me about it? I don't realize that him talking about it is actually helping him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just see that we're wasting time.
Yeah.
So I just, and again, even when I try to pretend like I'm into it and listening, he knows when I'm not. And I tell him all the time, like, that's something that we talk about regularly. How bad I am and how much I want to get better at being excited about his new passion he's exploring.
Here's the deal, though. You could get it done in the time that he's been talking, and that is real life. You are incredibly fast worker. So I just want to say you're a little bit right, but also you need to work on it. You guys are just so different.
We're so different. Yes.
But it also is valid. I just want to talk about sex. And so I think that
she won't make eye contact for everybody who's not on the video. Here.
Here's a thought. And this is easy for me to say because Big Boy has not lived with me for 4 months. So it's a lot easier to talk than take action. But I don't see a whole lot of like coaches out there for like men, like pumping men up for intimacy, being like, you can do it. Guys, you know, like there's no Francie Winslow for men. So I am guessing that I'm not the only person who falls short in loving well in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, they don't need coaches for intimacy.
They're
down the clown at all times. No, what do you mean? Intimacy like we are interested in.
Yes.
You're right.
Now, it stinks because this is another woman who wrote The Great Sex Rescue. Sheila Gregory.
Yes.
So she's a woman, but I feel like if your husband could follow her, she talks a lot about, okay, I don't know how to word this because I didn't know we were going here. I think Neil has grown exponentially in the area of sex, of wanting it to be pleasurable and enjoyable and full of consent for me. Whereas the beginning of our relationship, I felt like it was my duty to have myself available at all times to my husband. And if I didn't, then he was going to go find that somewhere else. And that wasn't something he was putting on me. I think culturally, church, all these things were putting that on me. And he has, in the past like 5 or 6 years, really helped me see like, I don't want this if you don't want, you know, like, and that is 100% okay. We can just cuddle. You know, like, he's really grown in that. And I should ask him. I've seen a change in him. Even though he wasn't pressuring me at the beginning of our marriage, he also wasn't giving me permission to say no, if that makes sense. Or, like, really thinking about my experience. I don't feel like that's been a shift that I've noticed. So I feel like I should ask him what changed, or if there was, like, a resource, or if it was just maturity, or go ahead. You feel similarly?
Yeah, about just the way that it took years to come to an agreement, and for no real reason. I guess what I'm saying is it was a shift for me and not for him.
Okay.
What you go into thinking that you have to do as far as, like, being available and that type of thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's interesting.
I don't know if it just happens over time. I mean, the same thing has happened with me, but I just had a real, not warped, but just not healthy. I didn't know. I think most people, women, a lot of them, go in not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What's it supposed to be like? I understand that he cares a lot about it. How do I start to care about it? You know, but over time, and we've been married almost 17 years. It's really fun. I like having sex.
It's really fun.
That is growth. Even in just the way the three of us are talking about it, I feel like you go back 4 years when we had talked about sex on the podcast and we were like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's my thought. Because it is fun, I do still, though, have a hard time being like, I want to get into that right now.
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I was saying with the coaches. Like, we need Francie Winslow to come into our brains and be like, think about it this way. How about this? How can you get your mind right? So here's what I've been thinking about. I paint my nails once a week. And if I don't paint my nails, maybe I'm not in a place where I'm painting my nails. I'm cutting those nails because I like them short. So I would like to tie those things together, if that makes any sense. Like, have it be a reminder, like, yo, it's time to cut your nails. You need to get on it. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I'm saying it's easy to say that because ain't nobody here for that at this time. So I don't actually have to follow through. But it was just a thought that I would like to do it more. And it doesn't work for him if I'm like, we're going to have sex tonight. Like, that doesn't really work so well. It works for me. So now I just need to not say it out loud. I know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So hold it. He's like, don't tell me that. Why is
well,
it not
he's
work for
like,
him?
Well, it's not fun. Feels weird to plan it. I'm like, well, which is worse? Planning it and it happening, or not planning it and it never happens? I'm a planner. So anyway, I love tying things together. These are the two things that go together. This has to happen. This should happen. Let's marry those two.
So yours is with your nails.
So when we see a fresh coat of polish on your nails, we will know what
next time you
happened.
See me, my nails are like long and curled over like they've never been touched.
That's so funny.
Kick off 2022 with a better checking account with no monthly fees. Chime, an award-winning app and debit card, has no overdraft fees, foreign transaction fees, monthly fees, or service fees. With over 60,000 fee-free in-network ATMs at many locations like most Walgreens, 7-Eleven, CVS, you can access your money when you need it, where you need it. You can also send money to anyone, even if they aren't on Chime. Fee-free for you and no cash-out fees for them. Make your first good decision of the new year and join over 10 million people using Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/MSW. That's chime.com/MSW. Banking service provided by and debit card issued by The Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Get fee-free transactions at any MoneyPass ATM in a 7-Eleven location and at any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATMs. Otherwise, out-of-network ATM withdrawals, fees may apply, sometimes pay anyone, instant transfers can be delayed. Recipient must use a valid debit card or be a Chime member to claim funds. Someone mentioned learning love languages and how that was helpful. I actually just did that recently with the kids. I didn't realize there was a kind of like a quick kid version, so I'll pop that in the show notes. Anyway, I think that's helpful. It's something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
A tool to have in your pocket.
Yeah, because you could be beating yourself up for not taking your kid on a date, but then quality time could be low priority for them in their life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it could also show where, like, for me, my daughter's is quality time, and I jump at her with tasks that she needs to do without giving her any, so mm-hmm. it can help you figure out where the conflict is happening mm-hmm. and why. Cool.
Giving me life, killing me softly.
Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
My routine is still out of whack. Like, I can't get into a good rhythm yet. And I know I talked about that being okay in January. This episode. Now it's February and I feel like I should have gotten there and I'm not there yet. There's no like time where my life is going to feel stable. I think this year is going to be very rickety for me with lots of moving pieces going on where I'm not going to get into a routine probably this entire year. And I just have to be okay with that. I always feel like I'm going to be letting people down at Better Life Bags because I'm not in there enough. Or then I'm going to be taking advantage of our nanny. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm letting people down left and right and not doing a great job in any of my lanes. So, just not a great feeling, but it's what it is. I am doing the best I can. I really do feel like I'm doing the best I can. So, there's not anything I can change. But I wish I could be like, I'm devoting Tuesdays and Thursdays to Better Life Bags. And then Mondays, I'm at home getting all the home stuff done, but that's just not going to be my life this year. So I've just got to do what I can. I don't like that. I prefer rhythms, routines, margin, predictability, and I'm just not going to get it.
Would it feel better to just say to all of your people, hey, exactly what you just said to us.
Yeah.
This year, I can see it's going to be wonky. Rickety, I thought that was a really good word. Maybe just letting them in on it might.
Rather than trying to hold it all together and be like, I'm going to do amazing with all these things. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. I probably need to.
Well, and they may have a completely different perspective on how you're doing than you.
Yeah.
And they may be like, yeah, you're doing great. Like, they're at Better Life Bags, that's their actual job. And the nanny, it's her actual job. So you needing them is because that's their actual job. That's why they're there.
I know. But I feel like I'm not there enough for them.
I would ask them if they feel the same way and let them know, like, what are the most important things for me to be there for? I will do my best.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think just letting them know, like, hey, here's all these, like, extra circumstances going on this year in life. But that's every year for me. Like, last year it was a new baby and the year before that. Like, I just feel like I always have something that's making me not be consistent.
Yeah.
Well, when you're an empty nester, you can circle back and give them a care package or something.
Sounds good. Send them some flowers.
Oh, something that's killing me softly is keeping up with my children's hair and clothing. I sent my son to school today. He looks like he's supremely disheveled. He looks like a homeless person who just happens to also have a home. He needs a haircut. He has the same pants on. They have holes in them. I bought him a pair of Nikes. They're nice.
Yeah.
He likes these hand-me-down shoes that are such a mess. They smell so bad. The shoelaces are never tied. He looks so bad and I can't get a handle on it because A, he won't let me throw away the clothes he likes and the shoes. I told him the days are numbered. You have 3 days left with those shoes. On Saturday morning, they are going in the trash. Mm-hmm. So say your eulogy for them now. I mean, and so then I said, go back into your room and get another pair of pants. You had those pants on yesterday. Bring those to me. They have holes in them. I'm throwing them away. So he brought up a pair of pants that were so old and I go through their closets all the time. They were leggings. My daughter laughed so hard. She goes, you're going to get dress coded for that. You're not allowed to wear tights to school without pants. They were so bad. So, and he wants to grow his hair out as if he, oh no. So what's killing me softly is like, I cannot keep up with my own physical body under control and theirs.
Yeah.
I have never related to you more about anything in life than what you just said.
Thanks. Good.
Jonah came home and physically smelled. And I was like, great. I have the child that the teacher is like, this kid hasn't had a shower in a long time. What is wrong with the parent? I'm like, listen, I don't know. Okay. I don't know when he last had a shower. I don't think he's changed his pants, but I can't every day be like, did you change your pants? Did you change your underwear? Like, I'm trying to brush my own teeth twice a day.
I know. Mm-hmm. So this morning when he came out with the same clothes on he had yesterday, I said, listen, I need you to switch your pants. Also, I need you to change your underwear. He goes, oh, I did change my underwear. I said, oh, so you're telling me that you went in there, you took everything off that you had on yesterday, change those underwear because that's clearly a priority for a 9-year-old boy, and then put on the same old dirty nasty clothes. Doubt it.
Same conversations. This is hilarious.
Yeah, but Rebecca has 5 pairs of pants and some of them have diapers in there.
I have no idea how you do it.
I change the diapers.
Well, yeah.
She's just saying you have it a lot.
I'm saying it's a lot of pants and shirts over there. Yeah.
No one's changing anything over here. It's all a mess.
Killing Me Softly, solo parenting. It's a new flavor every time. This is what I'm noticing, though. It used to be, oh my gosh, nursing and bottle washing and working is the hardest thing I've ever done. And I'm all by myself all the time. It's so much. And then it was bedtime. You know, I was in a season of solo parenting where bedtime was the worst. But now it is, I am the bad guy all the time. And that is hard for me. So anyway, it's just that I'm learning that there's new flavors. Every time it happens, it's a new flavor. And that's the flavor this time. But I've actually learned that call your dad is an option and it's working really well. I have always only just called him when things are going great. Like, hey, we're having dinner. Let's pop him on FaceTime, or we're in the car. Let's have a boot. But I've been like, I can't. I cannot be the bad guy one more time. Quick text. This is what's happening. Call your kid right now. And it's working. It's going so great.
That's so good.
Which should have been common sense, right? Yeah, there's two of us. He's totally able to parent from across the country, but it didn't dawn on me until just now. So that's that. All right, Rebecca, what's giving you life?
Okay, I think my quickest giving me life, because we're going so long here, is I've been back to doing like between 8,000 to 10,000 steps a day just around my house. I literally walk laps around my house while listening to an audiobook. And one, I'm seeing a big difference. Like, I would normally tell myself that's not enough. It is enough. It is exercise. Like, my ring on my watch circles up. I don't know what to call it. It colors in. And,
circle up the rings.
Circles up the rings. And I'm listening to an audiobook and I'm enjoying myself. And it's just been nice in the winter to have something. I have that Peloton that sits in my bedroom. I think when we get to the new house, I will ride the Peloton. Because right now it's in the room where Maisie sleeps. And so I can never, like, it's small windows when I can ride the Peloton.
Quick question. Do you do all the laps at one time? If so, how long does it take you to get those steps in?
So usually by the nighttime, we let the kids watch a show together, the three of them, before bed. And so I'll do laps while they're watching that show to get to 10,000. By that point, I'm usually between 3,000 and 4,000 just from normal daytime. So I'm walking for between 35 to 40 minutes, I'd say, to get the last 6,000 or 7,000 steps.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what's giving you life?
So I know I talked the other day about the way that I'm doing my quiet times with the ACTS acronym, adore, confess, thank, and supplication, like what you're praying about. And what's given me life is that tea part, the being thankful and writing about what I'm thankful for. You know, Anne Boskamp years ago had a book about like 10 million thankfulnesses. What's it called? 1,000 Splendid Suns.
Gifts.
1,000 Gifts.
That's a good book too, gifts. Though. 1,000 Splendid
Suns. That is good. And Kite Runner, that's a really good book.
He needs to write a new novel, by the way.
Come on,
what is
man.
He doing?
Talk about wasting your life.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, being thankful it really is changing. It sounds so stupid. I hate that I like this, but being thankful is really a good idea. It's just changing my attitude, and it's giving me life.
Yeah.
Being grateful for what I already have. Turns out I have a lot, ladies.
Good for you, Em.
Yeah. I always want the next thing, and so it's been good for me.
You do. I'm so excited for you. I mean, honestly, because you've always, you're so self-aware, so you knew. You know what your downfall is, and I think it's so cool that you found something that's helping you with that. We all have them.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you what yours are.
Let's do it. Okay. Anyhow. All right. So mine are quick. It's all TV shows and movies. Hopefully they're not like all so old that everyone's already seen them, but.
Gilmore Girls. We've seen it.
I'm sorry. Golden Girls. Have you ever? No. Okay. The new Ghostbusters on Amazon is so adorable and good. So that's
a good one. Ghostbusters?
It's old now, but the newest Ghostbusters.
Is movie or TV show?
It's a movie on Amazon. Okay. So
the
cute.
The afterlife one.
Mm-hmm, yep. On Netflix, dark drama with Sandra Bullock. Unforgivable. It's good. That's for the adults only. Get Back, the Beatles documentary. Even if you don't care about the Beatles, I love it so hard. Even if you don't care about the Beatles, which I do. If you like music, or if you're even just interested in dynamics, like, it is so cool. Never seen a documentary like this in my life. It is really good. So, and that's good. Like, put it on the weekends. Kids can know about it. It's a good thing to have on, and it's really long. It's a couple parts. Okay, that's on Netflix. Yellow Jackets on Hulu. I skipped over this so many times because I didn't like the picture. It's a girl's face with a yellow jacket, and it looks scary and gross. It is scary. I turn it off every night, scared, before the episode ends, but I can't stop watching it. But I'm like searching around for the remote as fast as I can find it to turn it off because I get too scared.
Hold it. Is it appropriate? Like, would Lynn like it?
Kind of. It's questionable. Okay. There's sex in it. They talk about sex. It's teenage girls. It's a group of teenage girls lost in the woods. Ugh. It's so scary and good. A new year is always a great time to discover new things about ourselves and our interests. It's just as important for our kids to make the same discoveries. With a KiwiCo subscription, your child can make new discoveries all year long. Over the holiday break, I was excited to bust out a Kiwi crate for the cousins that were in town visiting us, and they got into an Atlas crate. And what I thought was cool is that they were learning about Australia, which is neat, but also they were learning about blending colors. They do such a good job of combining lessons into one fun box, and the kids don't even realize that they're learning about things. They just think I'm amazing for having a box of fun at the ready. Your kiddos can get super cool, hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. They're gonna love the day that that box arrives, and you'll probably be surprised at how high quality these boxes are. It's not just junk that you're gonna throw away. KiwiCo does all the legwork to find creative ways to keep your kids busy and challenged. You can spend quality time tackling projects together, and there's something for kids of all ages. As far as the boxes go, there's no commitment. You can pause or cancel anytime. So redefine learning with play and get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off the first month at KiwiCo.com, promo code MSW. So before we go, I want to quickly read an iTunes review from a sweet strug. This one's from Libba Brink. She said, "This one seriously helps me not run away from home." That's the subject. "I feel like I've been friends with these girls for 10 years. This podcast has made me spew coffee out of my nose from laughter or ugly cry in my closet." I love that. The two.
Yeah.
"They're so genuine and relatable. I just love them. If you're a mom of littles or bigs, if you love Jesus or aren't quite sure, they cover so many topics with such transparency that anyone can enjoy a breath of fresh air." I think that is. So nice. She hit on all the things that I think we value.
It's what we're going for. I love that. Yes.
So look for Share the Struggle in the show notes in your review and leave us a review. It's really helpful and we might read it right here on the show.
And also it's encouraging. So
that's that. True.
For us.
Yeah. A lot of closet time over here. Lonely in the closet. If you want to continue the conversation, we can all be found on Instagram. We have the main old one, Mom Struggling Well, if you want to pop on over there. That's where we get all these comments. So if you hear us talking, well, the Struggs wrote in and said beep, bop, boop, it's over at Mom Struggling Well. Normally in our stories is where we capture that stuff.
On Instagram. So go over there.
Yep. And then I'm at Kate Ordway. Rebecca is Rebecca Smith Online.
And I am at Hey Emily Thomas. So what will your strategy be to struggle well this week based on what we talked about? Maybe don't get mad about screen time. It's part of our lives. We don't love it, but we don't have to be mad about it. And maybe you don't have to bring it up into every single conversation like we did today. It's fine. Maybe you struggle well this week by, maybe write on a note card like I know I am. Connect before correct.
Mm-hmm.
I need that in my life. Maybe you struggle well by getting Prepdish. Go to prepdish.com/MSW. You can get a free trial of that. We all love it. We all use it. Or we also talked about KiwiCo. We have a code for that too, right? It's also MSW. Okay.
We'll put it in the show notes.
Maybe you struggle well this week by finding a new word for going on dates with kids for Katie because she's not down with that.
Please submit those.
And maybe you can win, I don't know, something out of Katie's house that she wants to give you out of thankfulness that you've come up with a new word. Maybe you struggle this week by saying to your kids and teaching your kids to say that they're feeling red right now. I love that. Yeah. And maybe finally, maybe you struggle this week by listening to a book and walking around your house and circling up those rings. I love that idea. It's a good winter idea to still get activities.
Circle them up, color them in.
And if this show helped you, which honestly, I feel encouraged, I feel seen, and I feel like I'm not the only one who's jacking a bunch of stuff up when I'm trying to love my people, please send this show off to somebody else who you think would benefit from it. Your recommendations mean a lot to us, and they also help the show be seen by more moms, and more moms can struggle well. Also, on the next episode, we are going to be over on Patreon, and we are going to be talking about what's in your pantry. This is the segment where we talk about like what we're eating, what's working, what's not working.
So if you love this episode, you want to hear more, we pop on over Patreon more often. So make sure you join us at patreon.com/momstrugglingwell.
Bye.
Bye.
'Cause we're all in this together. We're just moms struggling well.
Hey, so a sidebar. I sent you a birthday gift.
I know that. I noticed that. What is it?
And I changed your name on it.
Amelia Malarkey.
Amelia Malarkey. Do you like it? It's different.
I do. I love it. But I didn't know if the box, like if the company did that, because some companies will send it and say like to the illustrious Emily Thomas. And every time they send it, they send a different descriptor to like build you up smart. And make you pumped. So then I was like, are they giving me my leprechaun name? Like, what's happening?
What was the gift? I'm so confused. What was the gift?
So I sent Emily for her birthday subscription boxes from, I don't remember where.
Like some a skin place.
Skincare. Yes. I'm sending her boxes of skin every month just to try on just new skin
boxes.
I tried to spice up her name because she wants a new name. Who's going to give her a new name? She's not going to actually do it. Let's just give her a box every month with a spicy name on
it. Nice.
Amelia Malarkey. Mm-hmm. But what I really wanted, what I've always wanted, was Amelie Thomas.
So you got it wrong. Next year. I really hate screens.
Oh, screens.
I wish they didn't exist. Like, why can't they? Our kids grow up in the age that we grew up, where they're, like, not a huge part of their life?
Well, invent a time machine. Okay. You get on that.
All right.
I literally told my counselor yesterday, screen time is ruining my life. And I said, that was dramatic. She's like, yeah, it was a little dramatic. And I said, but listen, if every moment makes up a life, if our life is a series of moments and most of my moments are talking about screen time rules, it's ruining my life. And she's like, oh, I get where you're going with that. I'm like, yes, girl.
It also affords us so much extra time, though, when they don't jack with us for a minute.
I know, but am I ruining them by doing that? Like, am I going to be... I feel like sometimes I'm the parent that didn't parent. Like, they're going to grow up and be like, I just got to be on my screen all the time because it was easy for mom.
Oh, yeah. I don't think, first of all, they're pumped that they're on the screen all the time. Second of all, they're probably not on the screen all the time. Do you know what I mean? And there are five of them. You are one person. There's going to be some screen time. Yeah. There is a lot of screen time that happens at my house. Mm-hmm. I do what I can, but I also, I don't know. It's hard. Well, and Lane is constantly on the TV watching YouTube, mm-hmm. YouTubers and TikTok. And a lot of times it's not bad, but every once in a while they like sneak in some stuff that's not appropriate. So I got a Disney Plus membership so she could keep watching Dr. Pohl, who's a veterinary guy. Mm. So it's just hard to like, it's constant negotiation. So if we are surprised by that, I think it'd be better if we just go, okay, screen time is part of our life. Negotiating screen time is part of our life.
Yeah.
It is what it is in this season, yeah. In this time of the world. What do you call it? How do I say that word? It's how it is now.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like we're in trouble. Creative punishment's coming our way. I feel like we need to get back on track, I'm afraid.
No, everybody turn off your computers. You're done for the day.
Screen time's over.
Okay, I can't open the note.
What?
Can you?
What's that about?
I don't know. I've been trying this whole time.
Let me try and send it to you again if you want. I'm going to manage that shared note. Oh, I invited you. You declined it. I'm removing your access.
Oh, man. If we didn't have screen time, we couldn't all be friends.
I'm okay with screen time for me.
Okay.
But I feel like I'm told over and over, their brains are still developing. They're not going to develop fully if you let them have screens. I don't know.
This is what my doctor told me. She's a doctor. And she's like my age and she has kids.
Okay.
Okay. She's like, look, my kids are on screens. She said, make them glass eye for an hour. She's like, it's about balance.
Okay.
She's like, admittedly, my kids are on screens more than they should be. Do your best.
It's just what it is. Yeah. I think what's harder now is it's snowing and freezing and I can't send my kids outside. So I think my balance is going to be more like, here are summertime guidelines. And in the winter, all that goes out the window because there's really nothing else for you to do. So.
Or even if you say you will need to watch some kind of kid documentary or something, like find something that is educational that they have to watch, or make them write 5 sentences about it afterwards. Like if you need to turn it into a task, that's fine.
And do what makes you feel good about it, and then write it on something and be like, sorry, this is the rule. Is it this?
Refer to the rules.
Yeah, that's good. I go back and forth with being like really feeling confident about my screen time boundaries and then like feeling like I'm screwing it all up, you know?
Yeah, I looked over in Lane the other day. It was like coding things. She was like writing codes. I'm like, I don't even understand what's happening, but that seems good.
That seems good. Yeah. I know, because if I ban screens, maybe Jonah's going to make like $1 million like coding games. And I won't
have that. Yeah, create your own game.
Yeah.
You can have screen time.
Make your own.
You just have to make it.
All right, let's see what these, let's stop talking about screen time.
Okay. It is taking over my life, so it makes sense that it's taking over the podcast as well.
What is the topic? What are we loving?
Loving well. Oh, goodness gracious. So are we talking about what we've done, or now we're talking about the strugs?
Oh, we've only talked about one strug.
Can I tell you what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a lot of that in the end.
Oh, you're still dating men?
I'm dating men.
Hey, lucky duck.
I'm loving well.
I want some free dinners. Dang it.
I think there's more involved than that. I mean, there isn't. Okay. What is happening? Going back to screen time.
Oh, no.
Son's obsessed with, no, just like a little whip. It makes sense. Just let me do it. My son loves cheeseburgers. He wanted to learn how to make hamburgers because of a movie we watched. I don't remember what it was. It was a kid movie you guys have probably seen recently. It was like a new one. The kid was like, I like cooking. And the dad missed that whole aspect of the kid's life. Then the dad's like, why don't you cook? The kid cooked. And anyway, after that, Owen's like, I want to learn how to make cheeseburgers. I was like, please, God, do something. Please do dinner one night. Thank you so much. So anyway, taught him how to, you know, make patties or whatever, put it in the little Ninja Grill. He will get off of screens before his 1 hour is up if I say it's time to start dinner. So we have cheeseburgers once a week and he's getting much better at it. So anyway, I couldn't believe that he wanted to do that more than screen time.
Yeah.
That's great.
That really is. Yeah.
It does change. Like at first we think, oh, well, I've got to set up like a finger painting station for you to have an activity. But cooking is an activity. That counts.
I think one aspect to loving our kids well is just finding what they're interested in and helping to cultivate that, you know, whatever way we can. So there's so many subscription boxes out there too. There's cooking subscription boxes. There's reading subscription boxes. Like if you can't take them to... Gosh, Kate, you and I do that every time.
So do you.
If you can't take, because I can't take my kids to an activity that they're interested in. There's just too many of them to do that. But I can get things sent to our house that they're interested in. Mm-hmm. That, you know, KiwiCo is great for that. Yeah, I think that's an easy way to love well, is just to notice what they're interested in and try to encourage that with YouTube videos, or be like, oh, I found this like tutorial on art.
My pants. P.S. There's a mosquito in my closet and it's biting me over and over again. And I can't slap it because I'm on a dang old podcast.
You can slap it. Slap that slap thing.
It. It was on the microphone for a while. I could not do it then.
Guys, I'm about to pee my pants. Like, literally. All right. I can't hold this any longer.
Then go away and we'll finish the end of it.
Can you?
Get out of the car?
All right.
Go.
I've never had to pee so bad in my life. Okay. Okay, hold on. Don't start till I... Get out of here so I can slam the door.
Slam it. Get out of here.
This has to stay in.
This has been a long episode. Oh, I'll keep it in. Oh, yeah, girl. I'm going to pee my pants. Pants, pants.
Can we auto-tune that, please? That's our new song.